Security cameras caught a white orb wandering around the gym.
There was a 8 to 10 foot hairy man-looking person.
If you noticed strange lights in the sky over the weekend, you aren't alone.
It's time for news from the fringe on the All Out Show.
J45, I got Emery Smith here. Welcome to the show, Emery.
Thanks, dude. How are you?
I'm well. You worked in underground labs for the government?
Yeah, not actually for the government. I was an active duty service member for the United States Air Force stationed at Albuquerque, New Mexico, Kirtland Air Force Base. And on these bases are other private institutional corporations that have purchased and rented out areas on the base that are connected to the Department of Defense. However, these underground facilities are very, very deep, and the levels are actually rented out by other major corporations for different types of testing. I was part of the biologics unit, so basically I just dealt with sampling of tissue from unearthed origin. That's also connected to Los Alamos Labs, so I want everyone to know that because Sandia Labs is on the Air Force base, the military just protects this lab. It's just an extra security method. The government usually doesn't know what's going on down in these compartmentalized facilities because of the secrecy and classified operations that they're engineering things.
Let me jump in real quick. All right, so just so I can get the time frame straight, you're with United States Air Force, and then you left the Air Force and started working for these labs, or you were working for those labs while you were in there?
No, during my active duty service, okay. I would go to work as a surgical tech, surgical first assist at the base hospital there and the veterans hospital, working from like 5 a.m. around 1:30, 2 p.m. And then I was asked to do a moonlighting job. And I thought I was going to be doing organ harvesting for fallen soldiers. But when I got into the project, it was definitely not that. It was tissue sampling.
Where were the tissues coming from?
Well, at the beginning, you know, this is a very secure area. You have to go through a lot of clearances and things. And every 3 months, as long as you keep your mouth shut, you get a higher security clearance. And, you know, after about a year, I was not allowed, you have to understand, brought me a sample of tissue, whether it's a piece of muscle or a piece of organ. You know, I'm just taking samples off of this and sending them for genetic research or DNA testing or tissue sampling testing. So I was not allowed to ever ask. The first year, you know, what is this? Where did it come from? I'm just supposed to go in there, do my thing, and then leave. And that's it. Later on, though, in the project, about a year and a half, 2 years later, they started incorporating larger specimens. So maybe I'd get an arm, maybe I'd get a foot, maybe I'd get a lot of organs and whatnot. And then I started noticing that these tissues were definitely not of like a human's tissue, because I was very familiar with the human body, you know, working with multiple surgeons in a vast array of different specialties. And I knew right away that this tissue was different in some fashion, but it still had the cellular components like our cells. They're just very different.
So did it look like a human arm, or was it like...
Yeah, exactly. There's many arms that came in that were different colored. They had different skin types. Some were scaly, some were not. Some were very powdery, like if you barely touch it, it would just like turn to powder. So it was a very, very addictive job I had, because I was so fascinated, like, what are they doing? Like, is this something they, because I know they grow things there. They were growing tissue samples and organs and beings, and there's a clone project there. So I knew they had the ability to grow creatures and to grow things in the lab. And maybe I was just, at that time, maybe I was just sampling these specimens that they were growing in the laboratory. But later on, I found out that was not always the case, because some of the beings that I worked on, the DNA that was in them, actually some of these beings came with devices that they found, different types of tools, and of course craft as well. And these craft and devices and tools were actually made up of the same DNA. So these things were actually grown just to be used by this operator. And that's how I found out that these things were from unearthed origin, is what they classified.
What does that mean? Like aliens?
Yeah, it means from extraterrestrial origin. Not, it was not made here on Earth, and the beings came from other than Earth.
What was that like? So when what was that like when they laid that on you?
Well, I kind of by that time figured there was something going on, you know, with the programs. I heard a lot of stories, but you know, it's hard to grasp this type of stuff. I mean, I'm sure the listeners are, you know, listening and saying, "My God, this guy's like batshit crazy." But the truth of the matter is that this is existing, and you know, ETs do exist, and UFOs are out there. All the countries have already released all of their documentation, except for the United States of America. And I was just happened to be part of a project where I got to see these beings and do autopsies on them.
So, what did you learn from them?
Well, I learned a lot because I knew that the corporations were really excited about this, like the 300 major corporations that run the planet, and like Big Pharma and Gas, Coal, and Oil. And they were trying to actually duplicate proteins in these bodies of these extraterrestrials to help make pharmaceuticals. And they're also taking the equipment and reverse engineering it, such as to make night vision and things like that in the past. I'm just saying, not while I was in there. This was a long time ago. But we learned that a lot of these things that these extraterrestrials were trying to do, some of them were, you know, they crashed here and they would retrieve them. Some of these were crashed ships that were actually in the exo-atmosphere that they had went and salvaged. And this is still going on today. They're still salvaging many parts and many bodies and things from up in space because we have a special satellites here that shoot them down. The government really doesn't want people knowing about extraterrestrials, because if you prove extraterrestrials exist, then the first thing scientists are going to say is, well, how the heck did they get here? They didn't use gas, coal, and oil. They use, you know, zero point energy, the energy from the vacuum of space and time, which if we all had that, you know, we wouldn't have to use gas or anything, because it's like a Bluetooth energy that's everywhere.
So you're saying that they're covering up aliens because of oil?
Yeah, they're definitely covering up extraterrestrial existence because of gas, coal, and oil, because that's the, you know, $400 trillion a year market is, and that's what, you know, kind of controls all of us. And with these advents of new technologies that I was subject to, you know, we would also have amazing medical products, you know, that would come out that would help cure cancers and viruses. So you wouldn't need pharmaceuticals anymore, all based on energetic electromagnetic frequencies.
And that's all, you're saying that you guys have that technology right now?
Yeah, they have that technology right now. I had a zero-point energy lab for about 7 years, and we've already conquered that, and we're hoping to get that out.
All right. So, Emery, yeah. I guess my next question is you're no longer with the Air Force, right?
No, that was a long time ago.
How are they letting you talk so freely?
Well, I've been released of my NDAs, and to be honest, Jude, they really don't care about me talking about extraterrestrials, because there's no money to be made in extraterrestrials. They're really upset about me talking about the technologies, however, that we derived from extraterrestrials. And also, you know, I invented the first tabletop stem cell concentrator and the first tabletop platelet-rich plasma concentrator when I got out of the military, to help cure people and stop using, you know, stop all the unnecessary surgeries that are going on, because we have everything in our body actually to cure ourselves with. It's just concentrating it and putting it back into like a knee joint or into your brain or into your spinal cord to help, you know, facilitate an advanced healing rate. So
that's what
they don't
stem
like
cells?
Me talking. Yeah.
Okay.
Stem cells. So they don't like me teaching the public and, you know, the medical organizations how to do this, because they want to release this over 10, 20 years. Same thing with the zero energy devices. They don't like me talking about that. They want this to be released. It's like, you know, they have iPhone 1 and I have iPhone 20, and they don't want me talking about iPhone 20 yet, because they're not going to make any money off it.
Are you afraid for your life?
Well, I had 3 assassination attempts in the last 12 months. But since I've came public, the assassination attempts have stopped.
What were the assassination attempts?
Head-on collisions in my vehicle, and also, I was jumped by a couple of agents and beaten pretty bad. I also was admitted to the hospital for these things, and you can read up on that at divinecosmos.com. I know Dave Wilcock made a big write-up about it on there, and but I don't really get into that, but you could read up. It's all national news, what has happened to me, and it's being documented very well. But right now, it seems they've let loose since I've come out. Since, November is the first time I came forward with all this information, because after completing the validation of this device I made that makes energy from nothing, that's where, my life started going downhill about 6 or 7 years ago. And then once we validated it just a year ago, which we validated already 3 times now, it's like, it's too late. He went public. If anything happens to him, he's going to look like a martyr. So they're kind of backed off. And there's a lot of government people, with black hats and white hats that really do support what I'm doing and teaching. And I don't step over my boundaries. I don't go and teach, certain things. I don't go and tell the world about certain classified things I was involved with, because I know where the boundary is. But like I said, they don't care about me talking about extraterrestrials. That's old news. Kind of everyone knows they exist. It's just, some guy out there talking about it. The good thing about it, there's other insiders like myself that have recently come forward and that have come forward in the past 10 years, which validate, who I am and the same projects that they were involved with. And we have a lot more people like myself coming out this year, which is great and fantastic. So to educate the public that, there's a lot of things going on that we don't know about with medical and with energy, that we could clean up Fukushima and clean up these oceans in a matter of a couple of weeks with these devices. But then there's no money for the contractors out there to be cleaning this stuff up. So it is this kind of diabolical thing going on with what we call Majestic 12 or the Cabal or the 300 major corporations that run the planet that's kind of controlling the political factions of other governments. And, everyone makes a big chunk of change off of that, off of these deals.
Well, that sounds very... So you're saying this is all money-driven?
Yeah, it's definitely money-driven and a lot of, it's really about control, secret control over us, so we don't get too advanced too quickly. And they want to keep us kind of suppressed. So, they make viruses, they make bacteria, they make, diseases and things to keep us in the hospitals. Even the food processing is very, dangerous. There's a lot of different, things out there. But the great thing about it is, as human beings, we are like one of the strongest extraterrestrials in the universe. We are able to adapt to almost anything. Our DNA changes with our adaption, which makes our lineage stronger as we have children. So we are really the superheroes of the solar system and of the universe. And the extraterrestrials just can't fly down and just help us out, because we'll shoot them down. Plus, the extraterrestrials also know, they were once us. So they know that they went through this already. We have to learn the hard way so we can become more conscious and help everyone and help the world and stop chopping each other's heads off, because that's not going to get us anywhere. War is just a money-making thing. No one wants to really have war.
Well, a lot of people want to talk to you. We're going to play a song and come right back and take some phone calls. Will you stick around, Emery?
Sure.
Emery Smith, he claims to have worked on aliens and knows a lot, has learned a lot of technology from it, and they've tried to kill him 3 times. Let's go. Shay 45, we are back. I got Emery Smith here. He is... what would you call yourself, a surgeon or assistant to
I'm a scientist. Yeah, I'm a scientist and engineer. I am published recently at Stanford University with Dr. Gary Nolan, the lead geneticist, for doing the autopsy on the Atacama being. So I am referred to...
The Atacama beings? What's that?
Yeah, the Atacama being from Chile. That was discovered a while back. They asked me to do the autopsy on it, and there's a big white paper there research, The Atacama Being with Emory Smith and Stanford University. So I'm published in the major universities all over the planet.
Was that another,
for doing this stuff.
Was that another alien?
Yeah, that's another being. That's correct. Okay. That's another being we're investigating and doing genetic testing on. And I advise everyone to check that out. It's pretty amazing, you know, because I'm all about facts, you know. And it's hard for anyone just to listen to me and understand what I've been through, for sure. I mean, I would probably think it'd be a little crazy. But, you know, I'm not here to convince anybody about extraterrestrials. You know, 80% of the planet already knows they exist. It's more about getting these technologies that are suppressed, you know, that we reverse engineered out to the public to take care of people and to, you know, help people get better and, you know, save people's families and lives and children from disease and famine and cancers.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 888-742-3345. Cream in Massachusetts. What's up?
What up?
Go ahead.
This guy is completely full of complete, just horseshit. He says it would put a trillion or $700 trillion oil and gas industry out of business. You're telling me that manufacturing a new product from a foreign fucking solar system isn't going to produce more dollars in production and maintenance? Are you insane? Like, do you, like, have you taken any economics classes?
No, the devices, Crane, have to be introduced that way. They all have to make money off it, correct. That's the thing. But they don't want to make too much energy all at once. They want to limit that energy. So instead of saying this solar panel is, you know, 20% effective, you know, there's limits on just solar panels being effective when we can make them, you know, with unlimited energy. But they don't want us to do that because then that gets us off the grid. So you're right. There is a modality there of making this, you know, a monetary thing where, you know, corporations such as gas, coal, and oil can make, you know, money off it, which is going to be great for us because it cleans up the atmosphere so we don't have to have all this pollution.
Let's go to Mario in Toronto. Go ahead, Mario. Mario.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I believe in extraterrestrials and whatnot. I think you know, you have a point with the government is controlling us and manipulating us and suppressing information from us. But another thing that you don't know is that the Earth is flat. Did you know that?
Well, if the Earth is flat, could you explain to me when there's an eclipse, why is it round?
Speaker.
Why wouldn't it be like a flat line?
I'm sorry?
If the Earth is flat,
if the Earth is flat, when there is an eclipse, you know, when you see the eclipse on the sun and it's round from the shadow of the Earth, why isn't it not flat?
That in no way proves that what we live on is a sphere. You're a scientist, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and do you believe in gravity?
Of course.
How is that if gravity is a theory?
That's right. I mean, there's many theories out there, and there's opinions with that.
Hold on one second. We're getting derailed. Does that like fuck you up, man? You got the one guy that's co-signing you, and then he's like, the Earth is flat too. Does that it kind of fucks up your credibility when that he jumps into the whole fucking flat Earth thing? Does that bum you out?
No, it's fine. I mean, you know, I know too much about it not being flat, so I can't agree with the flat Earth theory because I'm an astronaut with NASA as well. So, I mean, it's hard for me to understand.
You're an astronaut with NASA?
Yes.
You just came out with that just now? When did you become an astronaut? We lost him. They got to him. Hold tight, y'all.
He waited 20 minutes to tell us he was an astronaut.
All right. You back, Emory?
Yeah, Jude. Are we live?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that happens. They cut the lines. They don't want me talking about certain things. I was with the Space Coast Aeromedical Institute back in the day. And when I developed the first regenerative medicine system, and they wanted to try that out at the International Space Station, I was the youngest guy there that was able to go through the training to become an astronaut. So, you know, me just working back then in the early 90s with one of the types of NASA's over there, it was, you know, just interesting learning all the concepts and things. So that's why I said that earlier, because, you know, how are you going to tell me something when I've already seen something different? But, you know, I think everything needs to be investigated. It's really hard to grasp anything that you see because everything is so fake. There's so much disinformation out there. I always tell everybody, don't listen to anything you hear or see. You need to go out there for yourself and find out.
Let's go to D in Detroit. D.
What's up, Doe?
What up, Doe?
Hey, yo, so I got a question for you. So what security clearance level did you get to, and what was your grade in the military when you got out?
Yeah, actually, I was an A-22 security clearance. I know there's a lot of pop culture things that people talk about, but I'm not aware of these other clearances because I was just an A-22. And I'll, just so you know, I was an E-6 when I got out, and I also worked after that as a G-14 just for a short period of time when I got out into these contracts. But you have to understand, even though I was active duty, I was working for a corporation, a civilian corporation, during this.
Okay, let me clear this up for you. So you say you were an E-6, that's enlisted. So therefore, United States military regulation, enlisted people do not do surgery. That's an officer tasking, which would have to acquire a medical degree. Unless you just got that too, just like you're an astronaut now, right?
Yeah, I do have enough documentation if you go online for 3 PhDs, but I am not a surgeon.
I got my PhD in religion online too. So, as stated, anybody in the United States military will tell you, no surgeon is enlisted. They're all officers.
I'm not a surgeon. I did autopsies.
You just said you were doing DNA sampling. That requires a medical degree to have that background. And plus, you also stated the agents tried to kill you by running you off the road and just beat you up. I can't see our government doing that with the regime that's in charge. He would have had you
assassinated
and a bullet
it.
To the back
it's
of the head if they caught you.
Exactly. It's not the government, by the way, that's doing this. It's the corporations that don't want me coming forward with it. But you could look at all my published papers at Harvard and Stanford, Ohio State University for curing peripheral artery disease and things like this. I'm not a secret. If you go and research me, I mean, everyone knows who I am. I've been part of all the medical organizations on the boards and everything. I am CME accredited to teach surgeons, and because I invented the first tabletop system with platelet-rich plasma and growth factors, these surgeons had to come to my course to get certified to go and actually do this procedure. And, you know, this is all public knowledge. This is not a secret.
All right, let's go to Mailman in St. Louis. Mailman.
What up?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is my question, man. So you say 80% of this world believe that it's extraterrestrial or whatever, aliens or whatever. So my question for you is, do you think it's extraterrestrial, alien, or whatever the fuck walking around with us here on Earth? And if so, how can we spot them out? Or what kind of questions do we need to ask to see if they're a real alien or not?
Yeah, they are walking amongst us, and a lot of them do look exactly like us. They don't have any, like, changes in their morphology like you see in the movies, like you see in the Men in Black. You know, a lot of the extraterrestrials that live here actually are just a little bit different. They might be a little bit taller. They might be a little bit smaller. They might have different shaped ears, different colored eyes, and things like this. It's really hard
to spot an
extraterrestrial walking down the streets of New York.
All right.
So what kind of question can we ask if we see somebody weird that we think that's an alien?
Well, they're not here to do anything to us. They're just here to help us along. You know, they're just sharing technologies and working with other corporations that are underground, you know, that's kind of the underground clandestine to, you know, help our technology advance. I mean, you know, we went from horse and buggy to landing on the moon in 100 years. So, I mean, we're not that smart, to be honest. So we did have a lot of help doing that.
So you're saying that our advancements were from alien technology?
Absolutely. Reverse engineered extraterrestrial technology.
Seth in Pennsylvania.
Hey, how you doing?
Yo.
So you said you work for NASA, right?
Yeah, I work for Space Coast Air Medical Institute, which was contracted out by NASA, correct.
So even one previous guy was talking about the world being flat. Why would you first mention the sun and the moon? What? I mean, if you've been to space, you know, and you work with NASA.
The seven moons.
No, I didn't say seven moons.
I didn't hear.
If you were working with NASA. Like, if you're working with NASA, though, okay, even with the whole flat Earth theory, there's even how you're saying about gravity. It's just a theory. So even how gravity states how it is now, so gravity can hold all this water to this Earth but discriminate against every other body of water on Earth.
What is he? All right, man.
Dude, it's real staticky for me. I can't really understand.
Let's go to Natasha in Chicago. Natasha, you'll be the last call. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm calling, and I just want to say I appreciate that you are trying to awaken some of the people, but some people you just cannot awaken. I do believe that the earth is round, for one. How can all the other...
We don't need to go into the earth is round debate. Go ahead. Keep on going.
Okay. I just want to say that I love you, and I want you to just continue to awaken people. The hell with all the dummies, and just continue to do what you do. I believe that you have all the ranking that you have, and you wouldn't try to, why would you try to buffoon us? You would try to awaken us. That's my theory.
That's correct, Natasha. God bless you, and thank you for stepping up with all the crazy negative comments. And it's just, you know, people are just not educated enough yet to understand this. And I just want to
throw things
out there and inspire people to go out and find out and educate themselves on their own and figure this out, because, you know, we're not alone and we need to get along with each other. And, you know, whether the earth is this side or the other, okay, who cares? We still need to do the right thing on a flat earth or a round earth.
Emery Smith, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you calling up. Your Emery Smith, E-M-E-R-Y, smith.net. And the Twitter is Emery Smith 33. Thank you, Emery. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Love you all. Take care.
All right. Take care. That was Emery Smith. Oh, shit. We lost him again. It's a fucking government and private corporations. Probably. All right. That was news from the Fringe.